Lord, that we may see you. These stories, there are stories that are told in the Bible and everywhere where you used to appear before people and people would feel you. People would know you, would know that you are around, Lord. You do things, Father, but Lord, those are just stories, Lord, that we hear. We know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today you can do the same, Lord. And Father, you called us together this morning, together for thy name. And that we did. But you also promised that when we do, you also come in our midst. Father, we pray that, Lord, each one of us know that you're here. Let them know. Let me know. Let everybody know that you're here. Be here, Father, because you promised that you'll be here. We commit this fellowship, Lord, to you. The speaking, the listening, Lord. Whatsoever is going to happen. I love the singing, Lord. We are thankful for that. We sing for the King because you are in our midst, Lord. We love you. We now pray that you take over. Father, we bring every spirit, everything, Lord, under control of your spirit. We pray that if there be any sick person in our midst, Lord, maybe listening in or whatever, Lord, take charge now, Lord, and heal them. Speak to the hearts of the people, Father. Not just the ears of this outside, Lord, some good, sweet stories, some good, sweet words, Lord. Something real, Lord, that will get into the inner ear, the heart of a man, Lord, where the decision is made to serve you. We commit this service to you now. Thank you for every brother. Thank you for every sister that you brought, because it's you who brought them, Lord. I know you don't do things in vain. You cannot bring them, Lord God, and just in vain. There's a purpose, Lord. I know, Father, you're going to speak something. The Lord, people, you've touched their hearts. Thank you, Father, for the day that is before us. The people that are not with us, like Brother Dawn, no, Sister Evelyn is listening in somewhere, and some other people, maybe in India and different places, Lord, we commit them to thee. We pray, Father, that you bless them as you bless us. Take charge now, Lord God, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Yeah, we can get seated. My wife gave me a handkerchief. I think I had a handkerchief over here. I lost it. I don't know. A handkerchief, maybe. God bless you, sister. I think my bag there or something. God bless you, sister. So, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm afraid that's not come, Brother Joe. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. And I'd like to thank you, sister, because of what you do. God bless you. God bless you, sister. Sister Amanda, before you go, I'd like to say that we are very thankful. The singing is sweet. Good to see you. Good to see you, sister. We love you. I was saying, Sister Amanda, I was saying that we feel blessed when the way you sing here, like today, it was very, very sweet. You know, it blesses me even when I'm listening over there. It blesses me. It anoints me as I'm good. Brother Michael, God bless your heart. Like when you come here and you've been here, I feel like you're already preached by your wordings and things like that. And it's very good. It's very, very good. This is my friend who has been lost. Brother Dave, how are you? God bless you. You know, we need to race. The other time you defeated me, I need to defeat you. So we need to race, eh? One of the fine days, eh? This is my friend, and I want you to be with us. I want you to be with me. He's my friend. You told Dad to send me those pictures, and Lydia enjoyed them. The videos, very good. God bless you. God bless you. So, you people, you know that I'm Sister Esther, you've been working? Did you work? Oh, that's a great sacrifice. She's worked at night and now she didn't see if she comes here. It's a great sacrifice. May the Lord bless you. There's a brother who was supposed to come, and now he doesn't understand. Brother Joe, that's a brother that I really wanted you to interpret for. I want us to get somewhere together with him and you. So he doesn't understand in my English. He doesn't understand English. And I want you to talk to him. Brother Joe is very good, by the way. Brother Joe, I don't know. I'm not calling him a preacher, but he's good. He's good at approaching people, at explaining things. He's very good at that. He explained to me about some things in the place of work, and it just clicked. I mean, the way he explained it just opened. Everything opened up, and I didn't have that, Brother Joe. God bless your heart for that. It's not possible. I don't know whether it's possible. I really wanted to take him to Kenya. This time, I really wanted to take him to Kenya. I want him to be just me. I didn't decide this. I mean, I didn't decide that. It might not be possible, but if it's not possible this time, another time. But brother, I want you to be with me. I want you to be with me, brother. I love you so much. You know, I love you, and I want us to talk to that brother. He's a, of course, he's going through some hardships, and I was trying to talk to him and his wife to get together like that. His wife kind of felt like it's not possible, and the brother let it be the way it is. Let it be. It is very hard when those things happen, and I gave him my shoulder to cry on, and he got encouraged like that. And as much as some people would like to come all the time, even me, I'm not able to come to church on the Sundays because of the way the place of work is. So, like now, he's working today, and he didn't want to come. Another thing is, I wanted to introduce them to you, Joe, so that you, Joe, can know them, such that I don't need to be here when they're. Because like Joe, you know, Joe Matt wants to come so bad, but now when I'm here, he's working. When and Eric, when like that, and I want you to get together, you and Don and Mike, so that you can know the new people. I'm planning even to go somewhere to get maybe somewhere where you can go sit somewhere and eat, so we know one another. So I don't need to be here for them to be here. You understand what I mean? So I didn't want that. I didn't decide. I didn't decide that, but I know the Lord is gonna fulfill that desire. It's not a selfish desire. It's for his kingdom. So I pray that to materialize. So now, these are just stories, and these quotes they are somewhere. And at night, I felt like I don't want them the way they were. I've been comparing them one by one like that, and I would compile them. This is part two, but if you go to my quotes again, you can see up there is part two and part three. But part two is now. This part two is not the part two that I had. I think the Lord just, I felt this way. This is the way I felt it. Mike asked me this morning, do you have a quote? I don't have them right. I'm gonna compile them and put them together right for you to for you don't have them. I think it can be even on my phone. You can use my phone or something for those people who don't have. They're in the email. There's a chat email there. And sometimes I don't even follow them. I don't come here planning not to follow them. But if something happens, then I'm not able to follow them. So may God bless you. God bless you. Sister Sharon, are you going to be with us permanently now? We decide that. We decide that. We'd love to do that. We'd love you to be around with us. And this is God. This is not human being. This is not just somebody. This is not. People think that when we talk about Brother Branham, we are talking about this is not just a man. We are not talking that flesh, that power prayer fresh called William Marion Branham that was born by Era Branham and Branham. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that came when he was here on earth. He came. It came. I am going to call it it. It came. It happened. There is scientific proof. There's everything. It's proved beyond reasonable doubt. There's nothing else in the theological world, in the world of theology, in the world of like that has been proved as much as this. Science, by nature, by everything. Everything has proved that. Everything has proved that. This is the only thing that is called supernatural that has ever been photographed and taken to the FBI and different people. FBI, I say FBI because those are the highest people in the world. This is a superpower. That is where it was taken. And those pictures were taken and it was proved beyond any reasonable doubt. That's it. It's supernatural. It's not man-made. Science cannot prove that. They said they cannot even prove. You see that cloud that was here on earth that came that time in Tucson, and it was up there and flying like that. And he said, photographs were taken of the cloud, and the sciences of America, the highest that we have in the world, the first people to go to the moon. The first astronauts to go to the moon. Well, this is Russia and things like that. Whatever. But the highest scientist said there cannot be a cloud there. That cloud is supernatural. It cannot be there. There are no clouds there. There are no clouds there. That is supernatural. That cannot be nothing else but something we cannot explain here on earth. Our sciences is beyond our sciences. Praise be to God. You remember when they came to photograph him, when he was standing here and was speaking, and there was a pillar of fire. And the same pillar of fire, remember, the same pillar of fire came to him in the you say, Ohio, is that right? We say Ohio in Kenya, Ohio. Ohio, in Ohio. And it came, before 4,000 people, before people that were there, surrounded, he's there. And it said, as I send John the Baptist to forerun my first coming, now I send you a message to forerun my second coming. People saw it. People thought, people lay down, they said, Jesus has come now, and it's over. Like that. Same pillar of fire. They went to challenge him. That is a false prophet. And there was people from the media hired with cameras taking pictures, and they on the picture, and they were pointing to him like that, telling him, "You are a liar." And pictures were taken. The only picture that came out was one just standing there. Brother Bram saying, "I was not humbly a humble man." By the way, I'm giving greetings, and if I don't come here in the front. I'm given those greetings by those people. And if I don't come here and preach, I don't give them. I'm sorry, that's a weakness that I have. That I just want to be quiet. If I'm preaching, I just like, it's a weakness. I'm supposed to be here and helping Brother Michael, but Michael, bear with me. I'm just made differently. So those brothers sent greetings last night. I think we had two churches and some other people, different people gathered together, different places, different congregations in their homes. But we had two churches. They sent me greetings. Zika, Monyo, they sent me greetings last night. I don't think I've slept for the last 3 days or something. That's okay. That's all right. God gives me strength. I don't know how sometimes I move. I don't know how sometimes I go, but the Lord is so gracious to me. So we were talking with them, and they said big their greetings. So they love you. They love you very much. So that picture was taken, they took it to the FBI to check whether there's anything that that camera had done. They looked at it in every way. They said there was no way. There was no way. There was no light. There was nothing. They cannot explain that. All the scientists have, all the engineers, everything that they have, they cannot explain what that is. But the light that struck the camera, they don't know where it came from. Praise be to God. You remember that light? It's the same light. I don't know why I'm coming with that, because that's not part of the message. You remember that's the same light that the prophet would start here and say, that angel now, it was an angel of the Lord. That angel now is upon that person over there. That person over there. And he would call his name. And the prophet doesn't know him. And he says, that angel is now telling me that name is so and so. His name is so and so. And praise the Lord, get healed. And he would get healed. He would get legs or whatever it was. That is God. And the prophet said, it's not this flesh. It's not Brother Branham. It's not that man that was born by Era Branham and Branham. It's not that man. It was something else. He said in 1963, in 1965, he said, now it's not me. It's not me. He said, he came. He said, he came and took my mouth. It's not me now. It's him. He took my mouth. He took my everything. He said, it is even against my better judgment. Sometimes I want to do this way, but he takes me and me to do this way. Even against what I want. Even against my understanding. He says, some of the things I say before you, I even don't know them. I go home and listen, just like listening. That's not him. That's what you're talking about. That he came. That's something different. That's something. We're not just people that give stories. It's something that has been proved. It's something that you cannot be denied. It's something that is before you. It's him. He said, he's come. He's here. Praise be to God. That's the God we worship. And you're not proud. We are not proudly saying this. We're just humble people saying this is what happened. He came. Praise be to God. And now, my subject here. If I don't read the quotes and finish them, don't worry. You have them there. You can read them. That's my idea. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And for those people who did not hear the last bit of this, part one, I was talking about this man called Elisha. Is Elisha who asked that question? Elisha was a man that was... Elijah passed by. He used to have a tiller or something. He was tilling the lad. He was the lad tiller. He was tilling lad. And he had a cow and a tiller, something like that you push, that is pushed by. He had cows doing that. And when he saw that, he went home. He said, now I'm done. Elijah, stop a bit. Wait for me. He went there and cut all those things that pull and threw them away, the tears and things. I said, I'm not going to work again. I'm going to follow you. And from that day, he followed Elijah. Amen. Elijah was a prophet. So he followed him. He followed him. And he saw things that he was doing. He found some people that were sick. He did miracles and everything like that. And when Elijah saw that, he said, Elijah, what can I do so that I have that? He said, if you see me go, I think I've preached that topic here. My old friend Kenya was telling me, why don't you preach that again? if you see Elijah. So if you see me go, if you only see me go, that's very important. If you see the Brother Branham away, if you take Brother Branham and you see, that is Elijah. If you see him go, then you see what come. If you go through the veil, that veil of flesh, called William Branham, you go through there and you see what it was. Bless you, God. So Elijah was told, if you see that, if you are blessed to see me go, then you can have it. Not only have it, but twice as much. You remember when Jesus Christ was going away? He said, because I go to the Father, more things than this shall you do. The prophet says, The prophet said, the Bible said, greater things shall you do. And the prophet comes there and says, you cannot do greater things. Healing is healing. If somebody doesn't have an ache, you heal him, he has an ache. That's not greater. It's healing. So there's nothing you've done greater. What is it? It's more. You do more. Like Jesus maybe healed 20 people. Now, because I go to the Father, and I'll come back and endure you, and you are many. Can you see that? And you are many. Each one of you, you will have what I have. Now you can go and heal more people. More works. Not greater works. More works. Because it's the same works that I did that Amanda will do. It's the same works that Sharon will do. It's the same works that I do. Now multiplied. So more works. Because I go to the Father. And when I go to the Father, it's expedient when I go to the Father. Because when I go to the Father, I'll come back and indwell you. Just like my Father endured me, I'll come back and indwell you. And the works that I do, thou shalt you do. More works now. Because Joel will be doing it in Renoir. I'll be doing it in the Sheriff's Ward. Michael, because we are many now. Blessed be God. If you want to see, you know, that time when he came here on earth, some Greeks come. Greeks are people that are scientific. Education, the academicians. So they come and see, what are you mixing this and that to give that somebody so that he can have his eyes? What are you doing? What are you, explain to us so that you can write thesis. You know, thesis, something like that we write in the universities. can you they looked and said, can we see Jesus? Can we see Jesus? Then they come and they saw a man just doing some, that's why they call this witchcraft.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
But it was doing his works in one man. But I go to the Father. I'll come back to you. And don't you go until I come back to you. I will indwell you. Go to the upper house. Stay there. Stay there in the upper house in Jerusalem. Stay there. Stay there. And don't move until you are endued with power from on high. And when that happens, they come out. When they went there, they were hiding from the Romans. The Romans were protecting them. When they come back, they didn't care. They were talking tongues and things like that. And that's the time a man called Peter one time came to a gate called Gate Beautiful. These are Bible stories. Gate Beautiful. And he found somebody there that was begging, please give me some money. Please give me money. And Peter, John, and told him, silver and gold have we not, but such as we have do we give unto you. Stand up and walk. Yes. We've seen him. He's gone. Now he's seen us. He said, it's 6 million I go because I come back at you. And the works that I do, thou shall you do. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe it. And whoever can believe it, you can do the same. That was so for John. That why? Who told you that? John and me. John is my brother. Peter is my brother. Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. Where is this? The Lord God of Elijah. Where is he? And Elijah, when he walked with him, he didn't look aside. He just looked at him. Everything he did, he walked with him. He didn't want that to happen before. I mean, and skips him. So he looked, and once the chariot came from heaven, a chariot came from heaven. It dropped down. He hovered over there, and it was taken. The prophet says, and this
You know, sometimes it's very interesting because the prophet says that this flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. This flesh that is born of a woman and a man. So no flesh can inherit the kingdom of God. This flesh he dropped. But you know what? When the prophet says that, that's amazing. You know what? When Elisha came back, he talked to the children of the prophets, the churches there. And the churches went there. You mean he went up? He said, yes. And they got groups to go there where he went up to look for his body. They looked for that body. They could not find. But the prophet said, it dropped because the Bible is clear. But this is dust, and dust shall thou return. That body came down and went to the dust, and that was over. But the ranger was taken up and went. That's interesting, eh? Interesting. that's exactly the scripture. And you got to go to the scripture. The scripture is got to go by what God said. That's exactly right. It's a mantle. Is it a stick or something? A mantle. It's a covering. Yeah. I dropped. Or rather, he gave it to him. And he took it. Okay, that's right. He took it to him. And when he took it to him, and he got it on his hands. And now, because Elijah has gone, he went back, he had to go back home, where he came from. And when he, you know, they had crossed Jordan. And when he went back there, it was overflowing. It was, he could not cross it. And he said, he stood there with that mountain, he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he touched that water with that mantle, and the water spread, just like it had done when they were coming. The Lord God of Elijah was there. Now my question would be, after seeing all this, after realizing who Brother Branham was, after God coming down and doing what he did you know that the Bible does not record as many things as Brother Branham did here on earth? The Bible. By Jesus Christ. Do you know that? And I'm not being sacrilegious. I'm not trying to say that God, Brother Branham was Jesus Christ. The difference between Brother Branham and Jesus Christ was this. Listen very carefully. The difference was Brother Branham was a man born of a man and a woman. Christ was a man that was born, that was created, creation, just like Adam was created. He was created in a womb of a woman. And he came out a baby and he grew up. He suffered life just like we suffered. That was the body. But in that body, God came from heaven and he dwelt in that body. And he promised that I'll do that. A time is coming when I'll do that. I'll do that again here on earth. And that's what I'm saying. He has done it now. Let me bring you to speed a bit before I read this quote. If I don't read those quotes, that's okay, you have them. Let me start here. Did you know the tree in the Garden of Eden that was not supposed to be eaten? That was surrounded by archangels, not... I'll finish very quickly. I'm getting sleepy. Remember that tree in the Garden of Eden that was surrounded by... After the fall, it was surrounded by cherubims. I think you put it in Genesis. Can you go to Genesis? Do you have your Bible? Or your Bibles? Do you have your Bibles? Because it's coming in my head. Let's read it. If you have your Bible, let's read it in your Bible. If you have your Bible, amend it so that Genesis 3, and verse 20. I think verse 21 could be. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil.
And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed, verse 24, and he placed at the garden of Eden a flaming sword which swayed in every way to keep the way of the tree of life. In other words, they could not come back to eat that tree. Is that right? Now, we all know what that tree was. That was Jesus Christ. I think you know that. That was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was here before the foundation of the world. Because who is Jesus Christ? It's his word. It's God's word. Jesus Christ is God. Is that right? So that's it. So what was on the Garden of Eden? That was the word of God that they were eating. And you cannot live eternally unless you eat that word. That God. Remember, God in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is God. Is God. God is the Word. Do you understand that now? So what was this that was surrounded by cherubims and a sword that cannot be eaten? It was God. In other words, I'm telling you, that Word, that God has never been eaten. Since the fall, has never been eaten. It was surrounded by cherubims and a sword of fire. Nobody can eat it. Nobody can eat that tree. Nobody can eat that tree. Until those cherubims are removed in Revelation 5. Can you get that? Read Revelation 5. I think we don't have time to go there. But read Revelation 5. The first cherubim tells you, the cherubim that was telling you, now tells you, come eat. The cherubim come eat. All the four cherubims tells you now to come eat. It is open now. Until the seals were open, nobody can eat that tree. In other words, from the beginning of the world after sin, after the fall of man, that tree has not been eaten until now. Jeremiah did not eat it. Listen very carefully. Jeremiah did not eat it. Do you know something else? Paul did not eat it. Elijah did not eat it. With all the power that he had, did not. Moses did not. Listen carefully, because this is serious. Moses did not eat it. Elisha did not eat it. Nathaniel did not eat it. David did not eat it. Nobody ate it. Until Revelation 5. When the seals are revealed. Where were the seals revealed? In Tucson. You know it. In Tucson, the prophet was told, go to the east, go to the west, and he went to Tucson. Is it Tucson? Somewhere in the mountain, in the Catalina mountain somewhere. It was told, go to the mountain. And they were open. That tree was open there, and it was told, go back to Javan. Are these stories, brothers? Are these stories? Are these stories? No! It's the truth. It's what happened. And the papers and the media took photographs of that. And from there, listen now very carefully, because I have a quote on that. I have a quote here that says something. From then on, now people can eat that. People can eat God. People can eat that tree. People can know. People, we are blessed people. We are higher than when people were here or not when Jesus Christ was here. Jesus Christ, of course, was that tree. So he knew everything. Is that right? But nobody else that was here on earth, that has ever been here on earth, except Adam, that ever ate that tree, because it was surrounded by cherubims and nobody can eat it. Nobody has ever eaten God. How is it then that God required him? Listen to follow him. God brought every age, God brought a portion of him. Jeremiah was a portion of him, not the whole tree. It's just something is taken from a tree, maybe a fruit, and is thrown to the people of that age. People who did it. In Moses' time, God was there in that in his wife, surrounded, nobody can eat it. He takes something, a piece of it, and he throws to the people. And people enjoy it because that's God. But the wholeness of that tree has never been eaten until now. We are special people. We are blessed people. But unfortunately, we are very, very, very few who even know these things.
They're never taught in churches. They're never taught in other churches here. They don't know it. They refuse it. They fight it. God did it for a group of people, for a special people, and that's us. And whoever will come and look at it, it's free now, it's open. And nobody can come and eat it. It's here. Praise be to God. Don't forget, don't think that I've run away from my topic. Now I'm still in my topic. I'm just trying to say how great we are. And where are all his? Can you get my point? Where is the godliness that goes with that? Amen. Elisha, who was not even eating that. He had not even eaten the tree of life. He could not. It was not open. But he could take a mantle and open the waters. Moses, who had not eaten that. Moses, listen very carefully. But he could call water now. And the children of Israel in an ocean. It was a lake. Oh, not a lake, but a sea. Is this okay, Mike, Brother Michael? That's all right. I think that's okay. Praise God. It is a good spirit, and the children of Israel could pass through it. Somebody who had not eaten that tree of life. Something else that happened, and that's my quote. That's my quote down here. That's my quote here. It has never happened. Now listen. We are not kind of a people special. Hi! There has never been a people like us, except Jesus Christ, here on earth, except Jesus Christ. There's never been people like that here on earth. If that be the case, where is that God? Where is that God that was with Jesus? Where is that God that used to be with the people? Where is that God with us? Where is he? You tell me you have quotes. I come to that. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that God here. I'm looking for that. That's what I want. That will take me. Praise be to God. And I become a prisoner. That there's nothing else I feel. Where is that God? Paul, listen. Paul had only a portion of this tree. A piece of that tree. He didn't have the whole of it. But remember what he did at the time. And he said it. There's a quote there. A quote there about Paul. He said, I have been told by God, because you prove that you are not worth of this gospel, you Israel, have been told by God to go to the Gentiles. Praise be to God. You see, that was Paul. You see, that was a prophet. The prophet said, this is the prophet. I don't have that quote here. But the prophet said, somebody asked the prophet, Brother Branham, how can I know? Very important matters. You know, I have an important matter. You know, there are important matters in life. Something important in me, right? I want to know. How can I know them? Those important matters that I want to know. Somebody might be sick. Is he going to die? Is he not going to die? Or something like that. You see that, brother? God is God. God is God. God is God. Did you know? You see, that's nonsense. But let me say this. Did you know that one time that the children of Israel wanted to eat meat? They had eaten this manna so much, and they wanted to eat meat. You see, their food, they're not hungering, they're not starving, there's no need of, but they had an urge in them, I want meat. Like you'd go to your daddy and say, Daddy, I want some milk, or Daddy, I want a candy. It's a luxury, praise be to God. It's a luxury, but that's your kid. You say, okay, just hold it on. You go and buy him a kid because you want him to be happy. And the children of Israel wanted meat. And they cried to God, and God said, okay, hold on. And he brought a weed that brought quails. Quails, and they all ate. They ate until they were feeling, we don't want them anymore. That's the kind of God that we have. Now, praise God. So Paul is here. And Paul is... Paul is sent to... my point is, Paul says, I've been sent to you, Jews. I preached to you, but you proved that you are not worthy of this gospel. So now the Lord tells me, this is my point, the Lord tells me to turn around and preach to the Gentiles. Praise be to God. Now, Paul did not have the revelation that we have. It was not revealed. Paul says, and that quote is there, he sees darkly like in a glass. He doesn't see things the way we see them. He has not eaten this tree. It's just a piece that has been given to him. Praise to God. But he can say, the Lord told me. Where is that in our midst, brothers? How can I know very important matters? Like I'm not even supposed to preach to those people. How can I know? And the prophet said, this is the way to know it. It's only in prayer. He said, it's only in prayer. He said, how? He said, you cannot wait on God in visions because you are not a prophet. With the prophet, like Paul, he sees visions and he knows what God wants. But you don't see visions because but God has a way. God has a conduit. God has a way to talk to each and every one of us. God has a way to talk to a sister. God has a way to talk. We are not left just like that. We have become, what is complacent? Is complacent just being, it's okay. That's complacent. We live like we don't want it. It's like, it's not needful. No, God did not intend it like that. God intended that we are so close with him. He can talk to us and come back. That's what he intended. It's not his mistake. It's our mistake. There's somewhere. But there's a disconnect somewhere. And we must go down there and look, what is this disconnect? What is this connecting us between him and us? Do you understand what I mean, brothers? Do you understand? Do you get what I'm saying? What is this? There must be something. Because God wants it. It's like you're not interested in it yourself. It's like, it's okay. It's okay. I'm satisfied with this. Where is that God? That Paul would say, God spoke to me. And the prophet says, there's a way God talks to you. When in prayer you are led, God does not necessarily talk like he talks to the prophet ear to mouth. No, not always. Let me show you an example. I gave that example last night to the congregation last night. You remember when the prophet was going somewhere and the airplane, they could not fly because I think there was storm or something like that. And now it's just staying there. They could not go. They had to stay there. And he came out and he started walking. I think Brother Don, one of the knights, gave that story. And he started walking, just being led. Brothers. He didn't have that, says the Lord. He didn't have that, says the Lord. He's a prophet, but he didn't have that, says the Lord. So he started walking like this street. He was walking on the street. He was walking on the street. And he was walking on the road. And at the end of the road here, there, he sees a woman. And he's thinking now, where am I going? What if the airplane leaves me? But something inside tells him, walk on. Walk on. There's something that will tell you that. There's something that talks to each one of us like that. It leads you. It tells you, just go on. Just go. My son, just go. You feel it's him. And you know him. You know it's him. He leads you. We are talking about that kind of a God. A new God that leads you. That takes your heart and leads you. I've heard very many stories, but Those stories might be fake. One of the stories that I heard, it was in the internet very much, is a woman that started praying. He just got in. And God can do that. Don't say God cannot do that. God can even heal. God can do that. And this woman got into the airplane. And in the airplane, he prayed. Just, it's good to have a habit of praying. Always. Even if it's a short prayer. When you get something, just pray. At the place of work, just pray. Wherever you go, pray. When you get to your car, just pray. God, please. Like, it's a good thing to have that kind of habit. So he got in the airplane. And the airplane was starting. Before it started, he started saying, wow! I think you have seen that in the internet. It's not in the internet. He said, wow! And he was praying like he started now praying loudly. And it became louder. And he said, no, that woman. You know, it was like she's mad. It's like she's innocent now. And everybody wondered, what is the problem? And they took him by force. Come on. He said, my belt like that. And he was taken out. Did you know that? Did you know what? That plane crashed. What was it? God was. It's this man in Germany. He's called Brother Frank. He's my friend, Brother Frank. Brother Frank told us. It was in one of his letters. He said that he was coming from Egypt, and he was going to somewhere. He's a preacher. He goes everywhere. He's a missionary. And he said he heard a voice, son, don't go into that plane. And that plane didn't reach. I don't know whether it is a Malaysian plane or something. He said, my son, don't go in that plane. Paid ticket and everything paid. He turned around. Where is that God that's supposed to speak to me? Where is that God? I'm not looking for miracles. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a real God that I talk to and he talks to me. A real God like that. And every one of us have, what do you call that? I don't know. A medium or a way that God speaks to you. If you don't have, because you've not been caused for God to let you know this is the way. I know. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I'm a nobody, but I know when Lord is leading me. I know he's leading me now. He's the one leading me now. I don't say always, because sometimes I find myself, I'm just going, that's me. That's Goomba, that's me, then that's not, it's not right, but I find myself like that sometimes. But I know when he's leading me now. Let me just go this way. I don't know. The prophet walked, and he saw a woman over there. And that woman called him. He was a Mexican, or a language, Spanish. He says, Person is a preacher in Spanish, is right? Person? He said, who told you that I'm a preacher? He said, I was praying. Praise be to God. I was praying, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. Because my son is dying. My son was a Christian, and he ran away from Christian. And he went to the world, and he got a disease, a very bad disease. He's now on the bed dying. And I've been praying. And what happened? God told me to come out here, and he's going to send his first servant. That woman had never seen the prophet. The prophet had never seen. Has that God died? Has he gone somewhere? He's the same God. He's the same God even now. The prophet, listen, the prophet entered the room. He prayed for the boy. He got healed. When he's giving this story, he's saying, and now the boy is, I think, a missionary or somebody somewhere. Preaching this gospel. Praise be to God. The prophet, after praying, he said, now the pain has left me. There's no problem. I don't have a problem. Let me go back. But whatever happens, God wanted that. And he walked. When he was walking, just when he's getting to the airport gate, he heard the last call for freight so and so. God had told that freight there. Where is this God that does that? Where is that God? I don't care because I come to church. I don't care because I'm a message believer. I don't care because I have quotes. That's not what I'm talking about. They are good. Coming as good. I'm talking about having that God in you, in you, in reality. Do you have him?
Let me read this very fast. I'm going to jump. I'm gonna jump very much. But let me read this and try to finish very fast. Now notice, God making himself known. And we are not supposed to make converts to Christianity by government, but by revelation. The Christ in you. As God was in Christ, Christ in you. Isn't that a great statement, brothers? can you think about that a bit? Because sometimes we just read it. As God was in Christ, now in you, God in you.
How was Jesus? Look at yourself. Are you like that? Is it reality? I want that in reality. That's what I'm talking about. I want that in reality. I don't want it fake. I want reality. How was Jesus' life? I want that in reality. Jesus did not do anything until the Father shows him. Where is the Father showing me? What? I'm so far taken by work. I'm so far taken by my wife. I'm so far taken by my children. I'm so far taken by my friends. I'm taken away my other things. Such that when God wants to tell me, I'm not there. It's not there.
It's me.
Praise be to God. It's me. But it's supposed to be there. And the prophet goes on. He says, Jesus said at that day, I've jumped there. It's paragraph 49. Jesus said at that day, that is this day. It has never happened any other day. The wholeness of that God, the wholeness of Jesus Christ that was in the Garden of Eden, that was surrounded, the wholeness of him now coming in you has never happened. It's now. But those people, Paul and the rest of them, were great people. But it's never happened until now. God himself coming from heaven. You remember what Jesus said? Nobody has gone to heaven except I, the Son of Man, is in heaven. In other words, when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he was still in heaven. Do you know that? Exactly like that. Same with you. But you are here, but you're in heaven. You're not on earth. You're not on earth. This body is found on earth. We can see it on earth, but it's not on earth. It's in heaven places in Christ Jesus. And that day, that is this day, and that day, when this revelation is made known, what's the revelation of, for those who knows, the revelation of the seventh seal, the revelation of Jesus has come, the revelation that man, William Marion Branham, was a man in the flesh, but God endured. The same way he endured him, he will endure each one of us. When you have that revelation, God will be in you, and you know it. God is in you. God is in that sister. God is in that brother. God is in us. The works that he did, now we can do. More works can we do than he did. Okay, and he goes on to manifest that. Okay, you will know that I am the Father, and the Father is me. I am you. When the revelation is made manifest. And that day, you shall know that I and my Father are one. Me and God are one. It's not a knife, it's a reality. Where is it? I'm not satisfied with this. Sister, medicine here. I'm not satisfied with this. I want more. I want that. I want that reality to happen. I want that God in me. I want that. So much that I got. I know that I'm a prisoner to him. He needs me. He takes me where he wants. He tells me to come back. You remember that time when Paul was going to go, Paul was called, go preach. And when he was preaching, he went to a place called Phrygia and different places. And God told him, don't. Praise be to God. Me, those words are heavy. God told me. Those words are heavy. Why don't we have that now? And I'm saying, Paul had not come where we are. And he went to sleep. because nothing is happening. When I preach here, when I go to preach here, God tells me no. And he's not even telling me where I have to go. He's just even telling me no. So what am I going to do? I'm going to sleep. So he went somewhere and lay down and forgot it. And he went completely to sleep. Because the Bible said he was sleeping when he saw in a dream. It was not even a vision, a dream. Because God talks in dreams. A dream came, and I seen a man from Phrygia. Oh, come, and save our souls. And he woke up, and there was no man. Then he recognized that as the voice of God telling him, go to Macedonia. In the Bible, it's called the Macedonian call. It was a dream. Where is that God that used to do that? Where is him? I have more of him. I'm supposed to have more of him than Paul had. Where is him? Something has happened to us that we need to look at. And now we say we are in the mysteries. That's true. We know we are in the, that's true. Do I deny that? I'm not saying no. Yes. I'm the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's somewhere, you are amazed. You are a corner maze. And you can be here and the sun is here. But now you are sitting under some things that the sun is not hitting right. You're not getting dry now. The sun, S-U-N, is not getting that signal. Come on, we saw much things that S-O-N, Son of God, Jesus Christ, his rays are not really getting you. There are so many things. But we have come to a place, I have quotes. I know the Bible. I've come to a place, I know the stories of the message. And we have come to that. No, that's not enough. I want that life of that message. Yeah. I want reality. I'm going to jump. So the same. He was the mad one first. In the paragraph of chapter 3 in the book called This is the Mystery of God. Reviewed paragraph 453. He says, so the church can do the same thing today. Paragraph 453 and the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. You see that? So that me, you, and everybody can do today what Jesus is doing. Because I was. My father was in me, and I was not doing anything that my father do. Now, my father, it was Jesus who said that, but now it's me. My father now is in me. I don't do nothing until my father tells me. So I have a medium. I have a telephone. I have a line. You know our lines? I call you. The oven is not working. I have a line like that. Yes, I have a line. Father, Father, I have a line. Another quote says, but those lines sometimes get clogged up. They are so clogged up. And it's clogged up by your bad life. It's clogged up by, you're so much taken away by other things except God. God is number 5. It's not even number 2. God has become number 5. Lights are so clogged up. You call it God that was supposed to be number 1 is now number 6. I know. This is kind of boring. Because you know we have quotes. We have, and that's okay. I'm not denying that. We are here. What I want is, where we are, let everything go by that. Yeah. Even godliness. Let them not show that you're here. Don't, those are there. Sometimes I call them claims. We are claiming this. Let our lives show. How does that identify us? This is, the church can do the same. What Christ did, listen. Paragraph 453. So the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so does the church do now. That day you will know that I'm in the Father. And the Father is in me. I in you and you in me. See? There you go, marching on to Zion. Like that. And what? Okay, he goes to something else. And number 45, number paragraph 455. In the same book. You see there, paragraph 445. He says, and as the Father has sent me, so said I you. Jesus said, see, now watch. The Father that sent him went in him. In other words, God has not just sent us. Go to the world and preach the gospel. No. Go to the world and leave this world. No. He comes with us. God that sent him came and dwelt in him. So that the work that he did is not him who was doing it, is the Father. Is that right? So my works will not be my works, but his works. Because now he dwells in me. Because as he dwelt in Christ, so dwells he him in me. Are we seeing it? Are we getting it clear? Okay. And let our minds clear and come to this one thing. Is him? Is him? If it's clogged up, you'll be seeing other things. Because, okay. You see, God that sends you. Now, okay. For he was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you, listen, goes with you and in you. He just doesn't send you. He goes with you and in you. And we are sent to the world, preach the gospel. Leave it. The world, leave it. And I'm not going to leave you comfortless. But I'll be with you even to the end. I'm with you. I'm in you. Not only with you, but in you. I'll walk with you. I'll be here. Praise be to God. Okay. And the same Jesus says, okay, says you, goes with you in you. To vindicate the same God. What do? To vindicate the same God. Do you say vindicate? Medicine? Vindicate. To vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me, has sent you, okay, so sorry. As the Father has sent you, live by the word. Or how would I like to take a text on that and preach now about a couple hours on it, see? On that, how he was, that notice now, the Father that sent me went with him. The Father that sends you, the Jesus that sends you, goes in you. He goes in you. He goes to something else now. I'm pause before I go to my last foot. No, I will jump. Okay. I'm going to pause. Just one quote there. I lost it. Did I? Can you see it, guys? Can you see it? I'm not seeing it. I lost it. Okay, see ya. Okay. All right. Thank you. Paragraph 233. He says, but now that the seals, now listen to this. That's what happened in Tucson. But now that the seals are open, now, not then, not when Paul was here. Not when Jeremiah was here. Not when Moses was here. But now that the seals are opened, the Spirit of truth directs us to the Word. That explains why all the mystics has been turned down through the ages. Because the seals was not open. This was not revealed about marriage and family. They were not revealed. But now they are revealed. Now, I'm going to go down there and see the difference. That Paul that looked like, you know, one time he was, they were taking him to Rome, and a snake bit him, a very bad snake, and everybody who knew about those snakes knew that that snake bites you and you die. And when he was bitten, he just did this to make it move away, because he's biting, to make it move away, and dropped it in the fire. And everybody that was surrounded there, they waited for that guy to die. That guy is supposed to die. There's no way that snake can bite you. And I don't think he had even a sword in hand or anything. They waited, nothing happened. Praise be to God. Now, that man, do you remember one time he was preaching? He was preaching and there were people over here. And they were hanging, like sitting on the top of the walls like that, teaching. And he preached a very long sermon until people got sleepy. And one guy got sleepy like that, and he ran from the wall and down. He fell with his head, pach, and he busted his neck. He busted his head, and he was dead, completely dead. And Paul did not even stop preaching that the man is dead. So the people did that, and pulled him aside. And Paul continued preaching. He preached. Then after preaching, he went there and said, "Man, stand up." I'll read my part on this. And they said, "Man, stand up. Dead completely, head busted, stand up." That man stood up like that. He was completely raised up from the dead. Praise be to God. But now, the whole people had not been brought. They didn't know the whole truth. The spirit of truth had not come. The seals were not revealed. God had not come to Tucson and revealed those seals. Had not done that. The tree of life was still covered. They were not eating the whole tree of life. Can you get that? That's how it was. To prove that, let's read what Paul says here in Corinthians, the scripture there. Corinthians that. "For now we see this man that is doing this. Now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face now. But then face to face is now. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as far as I'm known." This is this day. He was prophetic about this day. Can you get that? Praise be to God. But look at his life. Did you know after Paul? I was saying we fellowship with that. If you see us with Brother Don, there's nothing we're talking about this. And we talk until sometimes here. I can leave, if I'm not going to work, we can leave here midnight or after midnight. Talking about this we got very praise be to God. All right. But Paul did not know. Paul did not know these things. It was not revealed. But he was like that. How about us? Let's go to the last quote now, so that I leave you down there. I've jumped very much there about it's a wrong quote about wisdom versus faith. But now, I want to, and here comes the prophet out of that hour. This is about Gideon. This is talking about Gideon. The last quote. That's the last quote. "If God be with us, then where are all his miracles?" The title is underneath there. So I think I'm going to, I can't read it. I'm going to jump as I go. But I'm just going to read some important parts. But let me give you the picture of it. This is Gideon. The prophet is talking about a guy called Gideon. Gideon, the time of his life, when they had been taken. Colonized or something by these people that were called Amalekites. Amalekites had taken over Israel, and Israel now was ruling. Amalekites were ruling. And Amalekites were so bad, they were killing them, they were torturing them, they were taking everything from them. So now Gideon, because of fear, he goes somewhere, and because he had wheat. He was threshing wheat, and now when he was threshing wheat, he was hiding so that, and everybody was praying, "God, why don't you deliver us? Why don't you get the deliver us?" So this man came. I think he is a prophet. He said, "Now, Gideon, a mighty man of valor." He said, "Why do you call me a mighty man of valor? If surely God is with us, how are we squeezed like that by these Americans? And that we are loved by God. And I'm a man of valor, and that God loves us. What kind of a gospel are we preaching? Is it real? Where is that God?" That is why the prophet calls this book. And I would like you to go read it. It's a very good book. He says, "If God be with us," it was written in 1961. "If God be with us, then where are all his miracles? Where are if God... You're telling us that God is with us? Where are all his miracles? Where is that God that goes with these miracles? Where is that God? Where is that God? Where is this God of Brother Branham? Where is this God? I'm coming to that. Where is this God? That, you know, one time the prophet was hunting squirrels. You remember that? Was hunting squirrel. And when I had the hunting squirrel, he had a voice. What are you doing? What are you doing here? He had hunted all the whole day. What are you doing here? And he said, I'm hunting squirrels. You've not got any. So there are no squirrels. In other words, he declared to the prophet, to God, you know, God, there are no squirrels at all around here. I've gone every bush, everything. There are no squirrels. I'm just in the deer. He said, now, where do you want the first one? Just say it. Say it with your mouth. And he said, I want it over there. And immediately he said it came. It was there. He said, where do you want it? This is the second one. You said three. He said, how many do you want? Three. He said, where do you want? That's my part three of this message. Where do you want it? He said, over there in that tree. No. He said, the second one, he said, so that I know it's real and it's not. And by the way, he was even dressing it, cutting it, and sorting it and putting it in the bag and said, hallelujah, thank you very much. And he started walking. He said, God trust him. Now, but you said three. He said, where do you want the other one? He said, to make sure that it is real now, let me say, you saw these people working over there in their farm? I wanted to come over there and I wanted to come, one, two, three, come here and I'll shoot it here. And immediately he said, he started there. Pa, 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 and he came here and shoot it. And he blessed it. He said, and he started going. And he was like, no. He said three. Now that's two. He had even forgotten. He said two, three. He said, where do you want the other one? He said, I want this one now. Somewhere that I know there are no schools. I think there are trees here. I didn't know that until I read that. But there are trees that schools don't climb. So I want it in the one. This one I want in that schools don't climb. I want it over there. And immediately he said that school was there and running there. And they shot it. That kind of God, that's what I'm talking about. If God is with us, where is that God of Brother Branham? Where is that God of Brother Branham? Where is he now? But one time, you remember, that's my part three. Part three of this message. You remember one time when he went to Hattie, they had taken money to Hattie to give him money because he had contributed the money for church. He was a poor woman. And they took him, and he had two boys. He had two boys. And they went there and gave that testimony with some brothers. They had taken money. And they gave that story, how God made schools. He made schools. He really made schools. He said, you mean he did? Oh, he made schools. Okay. He said, that is the same God that was with Abraham that made that sheep when there was nothing to sacrifice. He made the same God with the Elijah. That's the same God that has been doing all this. That's the same God now. He's come down. He's now here. In other words, he was proving that God is here. When he said that, Sister Hattie said, did you know, I would like to preach that one time. Hattie said the right thing. You know that? He said the right thing. What is this right thing that Hattie said? Did you know? He did not say nothing. He said, amen. He just said, amen. But the prophet says, Hattie said the right thing. The right thing is taking the message of the hour. He took the message of the hour and believed it and acknowledged that's the message of the hour. That's him. That's God. God is here. God is God doing it. He just accepted that. And immediately God was touching heaven. He told him, Hattie, God has just told me. God has just told me. He just told me. You ask whatsoever you want. Here or not, you can have it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever. If he wanted to become the president of America, the president could have immediately resigned. And she could have vowed her. That's true. You say, no, I believe it. Whatever he would have said. He looked out. He was told, now, Hattie, you know you're very poor. That's why we brought the money back. The money that you had contributed for the church building. And so, why don't you say God gives you money? And Hattie was, I don't know. And he was convinced, he didn't know what to ask. Same God. He said, you have a sister. And it's very interesting because Three apostles are getting healed. Bright people are getting healed. People are getting raised from the dead. But this is Hattie's sister that was crippled here and was not getting healed. God, I don't know how God works. And I don't know whether he laid down, she laid down and got healed. I don't know. But God is God. He does what he wants. But you know what? If he gave me whatever he gave me, he can make me very poor. But what I want is him here. That I'm with him. If I'm with him, I don't care whether I'm a creeper or whoever I am. I'm all right. Surely, God, you know, and I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm sure that you're here and you talk to me and I talk back. And that's all I want. I have that peace. That's how that woman was there. And Hattie was told, why don't you say that he gets healed? He looked at that. He looked at that. I don't know what happened. She didn't say that. Look at it. And the brother tried several things because Hattie looked like she doesn't know. And the brothers were there. Finally, he said, you know, Brother Branham, the only thing I would like is I love this so much, but they're not yet in Christ. I would like them to get in. And Brother Abraham said, granted, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the boys were praying there. They were not even listening to that. And they ran down and knelt down there and said, about 15 years, the last time I heard of them, they were very good brothers in Brother Branham's church. I don't know where they are now. They've never backslid. Where is that? Where is that God of Brother Branham? Do you understand what I mean? Where is that? If you tell Gideon that God is with you, where is him? Where are all his doings? Where are all his actions? We see him in action. Where is his actions? Did you know that there is also a book called How Can You Get That God of History? I don't know why it's called, but it's called that, I think. Getting God Out of History, something like that. If you Google that, you're going to see. Getting God, I'm not remembering now. It's a long time since I read it. And the question that is asked him is, how can you get that God? How can you get that God? From history, that history that God used to do. God used to do with Brother Branham. The other time, when Brother Branham, his wife was so sick, and you know what had happened? He had banged the door against the prophet. Because the prophet could not spank Joseph. And he banged the door. And the wife banged the door. Sister Maida banged the door. And when she banged the door, the bedroom, the prophet went to open. And it was locked. He said, open. She could not open. And she came back. And the prophet see a vision. He saw a vision. The prophet saw a vision of his wife getting like Miriam, getting a preptic. He saw that. He knelt down. He said, Lord, please have mercy upon me. And there's a quote here in that book I've left there. The prophet is asking you, what if you knew your wife is dying because of his sickness or your loved one? Would you just take it casually? That's how you're supposed not to take these things casually about God. In your life. If you knew he's dying, you'd go desperately before God. That's how our life should be, desperately asking him, come to my life, Lord. Come to my life. Permanently come to my life. I want you in every time, every moment, every time in my life. So the prophet saw a vision having that. And after that, Menda had a tumor here. And it grew, and it was killing her. She was to die. The prophet continued calling upon the Lord, the name of the Lord. He continued calling the name of the Lord. And the prophet, the God, was not answering. But one time, I think he was preaching somewhere, God came. And they had arranged for Maida to go and get operation. And he was asked by God, how do you want it? And the prophet said, I want, as soon as he goes to get, I don't know whether knife, is it operation knife or something? I don't know what they use. A knife or whatever. Whenever he goes to with his knife there, it will be gone before he touches her with a knife. That's what he said. That's what the prophet said to God. And he waited. The prophet waited. He was taken to the ward, the room where the operation room. She was laid on the table, and they were prepared. They took some pictures. It is still there. Because before they operate, they got to make sure where it is, where is that, and they got to mark it where it's at, because they don't want to do something wrong. They cut the wrong place. So they marked it and everything, and they laid him on the table. And he was there on the table. And the doctors were there. He went to cut it now. And it wasn't there. What is it? It wasn't there. They called all them together. They gathered together. What is it? It's not there. I don't know what happened. And the doctor took the telephone and called Brother Branham in the hotel room. Mr. Branham, you know what? The brother said, yes, I do. He knew what it was. God had already told him, it's gone. It's not there. Where is this God, brothers? Where is that God? We are there. We are there in those things. We are there. Our lives are clogged. Let's unclog our lives, brothers. Let's unclog our lives. No, let's not think that it's not supposed to be with us. It's supposed to be with us. It's ours. It's ours. The devil wants to deny it from us by being satisfied with something less. Let me read this. I'm not going to read the whole quote. So that is a story about Gideon. And now down here, I'm going to read paragraph 71. So Gideon asks him, "Where is God?" And you know, from there, he's going to get somebody. He's going to get a quote there that the prophet came and told him that. And then later on, another somebody. He found somebody seated on the. And he says that was God. The prophet is going to say, after the prophet, after Brother Branham, what comes next is Jesus Christ. As I said to you, John the Baptist, to foretell the second coming of the Lord, I said to you, after Brother Branham is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are now having Lord Jesus Christ in our midst. In us and in our midst. That's our messenger. Jesus Christ himself. After that, he comes here, paragraph 68. And when you get paragraph 66, let me start here. The mighty man of Vera, 66, paragraph 66, the last quote, paragraph 66. Let me start there and finish now. Mighty man of Vera could refer back to the old word and know it's right. Because he knew this, that God is a supernatural being. And wherever a supernatural being is, he will do supernatural signs. Because he's a supernatural, because supernatural is in him. You just can't get out of it. You can't just get out of it. How can you stand in the face of weed without having weed growing? Are you getting what he's saying? Are you getting what he's saying? Rebecca, are you with me? Are you lost? Okay. Paragraph 67. How can you stand in the face of the weed without having weed growing? How can you get in water without being wet? No, you're saying you're in this message. You're saying you're in this quote. You are saying, why are you not wet? Not wet. Why does God seem to be so far from us? Why? Why? I'm not saying we don't. We are the bride. We are the bride. But we need to stay on the sun. We need to be stronger. We need to stay on the sun more. S-O-S. We need to stay before God more. Water is wet. Okay. That's the chemical of it. It's wet. And when you get into water, you are going to get wet. Right? Right? And when you get in the presence of God, the supernatural, there's going to be supernatural signs and the supernatural workings of a supernatural God. Yes, sir. Therefore, where is the working? Where is the miracles? If God be with us, that is God Gideon asking. Where is that God that does miracles? Where is him? Why am I so frustrated in life? Why? Why does every corner I make and the chemical corner I make, everything is frustration and fear? Do you know some people are getting like, they're getting insane, like they want to kill themselves and things like that? Because it's... I was talking to a person in LB Plastic, and that's not true. You know, that's not true. I was working in LB Plastic, and this guy came, and I was just telling them about God, and like that, and like that. And came here that time. There are two guys who came shortly, and then they I don't know what they are. I don't see them. There's this one guy who was a supervisor. And he said, those things are so good. They sound so real. And I gave them that. He said, But there's one thing, Sally, I would like to say. Where was God? And the other day, a certain sister asked that question. A certain sister that we are talking to with my wife at the place of work, she asked the same question. Where was this God when this happened? He bought a piece of land. He had money. He bought a piece of land, 20 acres. That's what this guy did. He bought a piece of land, 20 acres. And what he did, he built a very good house in 10 acres. And he built another very good house in the 10 acres. And these 10 acres, he gave the mother of his wife. He gave it to the mother of his wife. Now he has 10 acres here and he has 10 acres here. That's light. And the title deed and everything else. Now they stayed like that. But one time, and had two kids, a boy and a girl. And one time, one evening, he's coming from work. And he says, you know what? Wrong to you ask my husband any longer. I said, why? What? And they talk, they agreed. Okay, what we do now, because there's nothing I can do now, for us to arrange how we're going to split and how we're going to go. I'll be sleeping here in this room, and this is our kitchen. We'll be using the kitchen, and we'll be using there, and our children will be around. Don't let the children know nothing until we solve this out like that. That's what they agreed. And he's coming from work, and one time he got in, and he seated in the seat there, and the police come. He said, what? He said, what? You have what, your wife? He said, you have what, your wife? What? I've just come. I've not even seen her. No, you have what, your wife? And surely the wife was born. I think he had some of the police out there somewhere. And she's the one who called the police. And the man was handcuffed and was taken to jail. And they did the case. He lost everything. 20 acres, two houses, like he went back to zero. He tried to tell them, I didn't do it. I think he was jailed for some time. He's so bitter until he didn't stand me. You're telling me there's God? Where is that God when that was happening? I'll say this. When everything is running good, everything looks good, like that, that is the sign that God is there. That's not the sign that God is there. And everything is running good. You have everything. You have peace. You have that does not mean that God is there. When you're going through problems like Job went through bad things. Everything killed. Everything died like that. And he was at home. That does not mean God is not there. That does not mean that. There's only one thing that you're sure about. Praise be God. That God is incarnate in here. He's in here. When you're going through that, with him, and sometimes he'll get us in trials. But there's another God possessing the gates, the enemy after those trials. Job had everything multiplied. I think three times, or two times, something like that. Had everything, and he conquered those. He conquered the devil, and the devil, all that the devil had said against him, he conquered it. Until now, the devil knew, this is the son of God, it's not a joke, you cannot joke with him. Trials come. Trials does not, it does not mean trials don't come. But even when they come, they're always walking with you. Every bit of, every is walking with you. He's holding you, you cannot fall. I'm finishing and I'm getting distracted. Where is the working? Where is the miracles? If God be with us, paragraph 69, paragraph 70. Glory, that's it. See, where God is, the sign God. And Gideon, I think I've read that. And Gideon very supernaturally said, where is these things? In other words, like this, I'm a man, maybe you're 50 years old. He should say, and I've heard them talk about a God that worked miracles, and I've went to church, and I believed the priests, and that's paragraph 71. And I believe the prophets, and I believe the written word, all the scrolls. Like now, we can say we have the quotes, we have whatever the problem is. And I read in the scrolls where God, when He came among His people, something taken place, and Gideon didn't know. But what that was, man sitting there under this oak tree, amen. That's all he knew. He was a man. He said, "Now, if God is with us, where is the miracles at? We want to see them." How scriptural. How scriptural is it? How scriptural that is, for where the supernatural is God, and sign would be with him. Where God is, the sign of God is God, is with God. We know that. If he's with his people, they will do his signs just exactly. That was the question that Gideon had. Yeah, where is God? If there is God with us, then let's see where his sign is. We thought that he does perform them. And if this great task lays before me, maybe the old man standing there, he looked like an old man. The Bible said he had a staff. He said, read on the sixth chapter when you go home or tomorrow sometime. He said, then where is the miracles? If the supernatural God is here, where is the supernatural works of God? That could be said tonight among us, this morning among us. Is it our churches? Where is that God that once lived? Did he die? Is he gone? Is he gone? Is he pursuing? Is he on a trip? No, sir. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we say we are of God, then let's see where God is. Let's see the signs of God. If this tabernacle stands for God, if this church stands for God, let's see God moving among us. Let's see souls being born in the kingdom of God. Let's see lives being straightened up. That's God. Let's see the sick and the bright and the deaf. Let's see his mighty works being performed, God in our midst. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know sometimes we want to come this way, but there's a way you want us to come, and that's the best way to go, Lord. Thank you for the way you've come. Thank you for the sermon today, Lord. Father, we desire. It is not that Pentecostalism thing that we are looking for. It is not that kind of emotions and things that people think they have God when they don't have God. It's not that kind of thing that we want, Lord. But we want a reality. But surely you've come in this hour and indwelt in these fresh bodies that finally will go to dust. But you promise you'll do it in this hour. And that's exactly what you've done, because you don't fear, Lord. And we are those people, Lord God. So we are those people. You are that God, Lord, that everything is in place. And there's something wrong somewhere if it doesn't produce the same results, Lord. But Lord, we know what it is. It's our lives. It's this life. Father, we are clogged up. We are taken. The other day, Don had a quote in the group. How people are taken by work, by other things, where we put other things as number one in our lives, Lord. And we put you far away, Lord God. We just come to you when we get some little bit of time, Lord. What do you want? Just to put you as number one in everything in our lives, Lord. Help us. Bring us closer to you, Lord. That's what we desire in our hearts. Look at the desire in our hearts, Lord. And do as you say that you do. That you fulfill the desires of our heart. We want to be closer to you, Lord, than we are now. Help us, Father, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers. I think, what time is it? It's one. It's late, so I would... Michael, is that okay? All right. Let's say we are dismissed.